All set, Bill? Everybody hear me okay? All right. So we're going to continue our Sunday school series, Biblical Framework for Self-Reflection. I have some handouts for those who don't have theirs. Thanks, August. So if you remember at the beginning of this session, we asked to keep your handout. So August has some for our visitors. August, those would just be for visitors who don't have them. And we'll start in Psalm 139. And so we'll start at Psalm 139, verse 23, and then we'll dive right in. So Psalm 139, a very familiar passage, in verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Our Father, we come now, we just thank you for another day of life that we have, ultimately to worship you, to stand in awe of you. Just praise you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the awesome power that we have to have victory in our lives. Lord, I just pray today as we continue in the series of self-reflection, I pray, Lord, that we'll examine ourselves, we'll sharpen each other, and ultimately we can grow in deeper dependence on you. And we ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. So, as a brief review, if you look on this page, the first page of our handout or syllabus, we've been working through this framework the last 4 or 5 weeks. We've had a break, and so we'll do some review this morning. It's been a couple weeks. But we're looking at a biblical framework for self-reflection in the local church. And so you see down at the bottom, it's the foundation is the preaching of the word in the local church. You have different mechanisms for accountability. We have the Lord's Supper. We have church accountability, Matthew 18. We have the Holy Spirit who works within us, right, who convicts us. And then we have friends, church members, spouses that courageously sharpen us, right? And so we all need accountability. We need that cross-check. And ultimately, it's through the grace of the Lord that grows us, right? 2 Peter 3:18, we grow in His grace. And when we get to the root of it, we're assessing, what are the idols of my heart? Who masters my heart? Does Christ truly master my heart? Or what do I replace Him with? And so that's where we start. What are we bowing down to? And so you can ask the simple question, I need blank, I need such and such to be happy, all right? What would you fill that in with? What do you need to fulfill you today? Well, the Sunday school answer is Christ, right? However, is that a practical reality? Has that knowledge, head knowledge, penetrated the heart to a deep heart relationship with Christ where I need Him and I have Him and all the blessings in Christ that I can have that satisfaction, that peace with the Father? Next, we have looked at our heart desires, right? And so we know Jeremiah 17:9, our hearts are desperately wicked, they're deceitful. We've looked at James. James, he talked about the low threshold for self-deception that we have, right? So the moment, James 1:22, the moment that we are hearers of the word only, right? We hear the word and that's all we do. We don't make the change. We're not doers of the word. James, he indicates, it's at that moment that you are self-deceived. And so do we recognize our proclivity to self-deception, right? And so in that little aspect right there, that just tells us, hey, we need to be in a church where there is accountability, where we do have that cross-check. Ultimately, that's through the preaching of the word and the Holy Spirit living within us. However, you have all these other mechanisms. Again, the Lord's Supper for self-reflection, church accountability, brother to brother, right? Friends and spouses, where we are sharpening each other with the word. And so we need to get to the point that I was an unbeliever. I'm born again. I do need to grow, but there's plenty of blind spots in my life that need to be sharpened by the word of God. And so having that mindset that we constantly do need to be, in essence, brainwashing ourselves with the mind of Christ, because we are exposed to so much, and it's so easy to go back to the old man. Then we looked at our thoughts and our beliefs, the strongholds of our minds, right? The lies that we believe that then dictate how we behave, right? And so a good question is, what do you believe that you deserve, right? Because once we have locked in our mind the things that I deserve this, I deserve this, I deserve this, we turn into selfish monsters, right? And it's contrary to Philippians 2, the mind of Christ, where the King of Kings took on the form of a servant and laid his life down for unlovable sinners such as me, right? And so that's Christ's challenge. And then on top of that, you throw the royal law there, loving the Lord with all our heart, and then loving others as ourselves. And so these are the practical challenges of going from head knowledge of Scripture to has it penetrated our heart to where we are acting this out. And then we see actions and behaviors. So if you look in a negative sense, your heart is full of idols. You bow down to whatever idol it is. Maybe it's, I need such and such is love or affirmation today. Or maybe it's a thing. For those in class, what's our number one idol? Is our self-will, right? So our number one idol is always my will be done. And then we follow my will be done with our secondary idols, whether that's pleasure, money, all these different things. And money is always there because it buys us all the other idols that we need to satisfy self-will. And so this is where you have my will be done or thy will be done. And so our heart is filled with idols. It's self-deceived. And then we believe the different lies of the things that we deserve or the different strongholds. And ultimately, this manifests in our actions and in our behaviors. And so we've been going through this series to, one, grapple with our own hearts. Really for us to come to this understanding that, yes, my heart needs to be challenged. I need to be challenged. I need that accountability. Otherwise, I'm going to go on believing what I want. I'm going to go on doing what we all do really well, is hiding, right? We hide the idols of our heart. We hide those things. And so the purpose of the Sunday School has really been to ultimately grow in deeper dependence on Christ. All right? Now, is that a cliche Sunday School answer? No. Why do we want to grow in deeper dependence on our Lord and Savior? Right? It's for the valleys of life, for the challenges of life. We are already hand in hand in that intimate relationship, resting in the blessings that we have in Christ. And so we want to be in touch with our proclivity to idolatry, self-deception, and the strongholds of our mind. And ultimately, this is our sanctification, right? We're talking about the context of born-again, regenerated believers. We have to grow in sanctification. And so we do not hold to sinless perfection here. However, there's many people who say we don't hold to sinless perfection. However, their indirect actions are, but we hold to sinless perfection, right?